Okay, Captain May, this is an addendum to last night's show. It's 1-2-2-1-12-21, December 21st, and it's just coming up to coming up soon to 11 o'clock Central, and we're back at Cloak and Dagger. Let's do a quick addendum to last night's show based on this morning's news.
Well, Lenny, last night we were talking about media manipulation and numeric encryption, and Lord knows, it looks like we've got it this morning. First, we need to start off with what the media itself wanted you to see, which was Bush doing a couple of speeches to soldiers, and then before he went to soldiers at Bethesda Hospital, about the need to renew the Patriot Act and how it was absolutely derelict of the Senate not to have done so already and whatnot. So that was a big focus, followed immediately by Chertoff, whose name means devil in Russian, and that should be a hint, Chertoff and Gonzalez coming in and doing a little Tweedledee, Tweedledah press conference where they talked about Patriot Act and did not want to talk about domestic spying, of course. But so that's what we were supposed to see, and we saw it. But to make sure we didn't talk about anything else this morning beforehand, they had the Hussein trial back on when I woke up this morning. Did you notice it?
I did, yeah.
These things are never, you didn't know it yesterday, though, did you?
No,
you didn't know it was
going to
be on today.
No.
Because they got called last night, man. Hussein is playing Jack in the Box for Bush right now. Every time they need to take the focus away from the states, getting over to Iraq, and giving something that has the penumbra of credit to the war effort,
yep.
What they do is they show us the enemy commander in court again. But they can't even keep it straight, man, because every time Hussein comes to court, he says it's an American showcase, which of course is exactly what it is. And today, even the media slipped up because they said this is the last time he'll be appearing in court for a while. They're going to shut the trial down for the holidays. And I thought, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There are no Christians in the court. They can't even keep their story straight on which sectarian audience it is. They're going to shut the trial down because the Christians in America aren't going to be watching it, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just really ridiculous. So after Hussein's little stint, the news gets taken up by the Bush boys,
yep.
And then immediately afterwards, three senators, Sununu, who's a moderate Republican, Leahy, who I think is the one that Cheney told to go F himself,
yeah,
in the Senate photo,
yeah,
and another one, New York Schumer, we're going to come out and basically say, look, we've been trying to work with the White House on the Patriot Act. Now, of course, Lenny, we're talking technically here. You and I know that the Patriot Act is a fascist empowerment document. It's a dictatorship document.
The Enabling Act.
It's the Enabling Act, exactly, to get back to the World War II. And if anyone wants to do themselves some good over the holidays, for God's sake, go read William Shirer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. It's not a long book as books go, and it'll explain everything that's happening now because you can see exactly how it happened 40 years ago. But to continue, immediately after the Bush boys got off, these senators came on to try to explain that they'd attempted to reach a compromise with the Bush administration, and it wasn't working. And at about the time that they're saying this and announcing that they have 52 senators who are trying to get the Bush people to reach a compromise, immediately, Lenny, we have another airline story. And they cut away from the 15 minutes of rejoinder to about an hour of steady Bush team propaganda. And they go to a Lear aircraft coming into St. Louis or
yep,
in St. Learjet. Louis.
Yep.
And once again, we have landing gear problems. Of course, there are probably only how many? Dozens of landing gear stories per day across America?
Yep,
and
for sure.
Once again, it had a numeric clue that they made sure to tell you the Learjet had 9 people. So, you know, what we've had, what, is in 3 days? While the Bush people are... While the goal of the media, if there were such a thing as a free press and an institution called the free press that actually took the First Amendment seriously, the major discussion in America right now would be whether or not we have a king or a president, I would think. But what it's turned into the last 3 days is we had a right-wing sheer-off airplane story in Florida.
Yeah.
Then we had a landing gear problem yesterday in, what was it? Boston.
Boston, Logan, yeah.
And now we've got a landing gear problem. That's 3 landing gear problems in 3 days. And I swear to God, I can't think of 3 in the last 3 months. Can you?
No. It's obvious.
In other words,
yeah. Look, the
they
key
get
is
focused on their little monomania. And you and I were talking earlier. You know, now all the national agencies are so much hand in glove with this empowerment scenario that to me, it's we're always speculating when we make these surmises, but we have to speculate because we're not going to get true information from the media. They're running disinformation for the war cabal. We could speculate that NTSB right now is just kind of flexing its muscles and doing its rehearsals. They are the designated take the attention away from the president and the president's failures agency.
Well, I think it's important for people to realize, Captain, that nothing happens on television by accident. It's all scripted and put in advance and planned in advance. And sometimes even events such as landing gear problems, if they don't, if it's not let it happen on purpose, it's make it happen on purpose. Some of them are LIHOP and some of them are MIHOP. And the key is what people have to do is they've got to learn the grammars of the media and start studying the grammars of the media. People understand the grammars of the English language. Television is a language just like the English language. Television's a medium. English is a language and a medium. And television is a language and a medium just like English. And you've got to learn the grammars of the media. Otherwise, you don't understand what they're saying.
Exactly. It's a coded... You know, there's a... I like to quote Plato a bit. I was a Greek and Latin major before I went into intelligence. And you know, do you remember the Republic, where he talks about how most people are like people who've lived in a cave all their lives?
Yep.
And they're looking at shadows on the wall and thinking it's reality.
The cave metaphor is a powerful one.
Right. Well, that's the media. What we watch on TV in America,
our,
you know,
shadows.
It's more powerful 2,500 years later than it was, Lenny.
Yep.
Because now modern life has gone to the point that we live in these caves called living rooms. And we sit back and vegetate and watch the shadows on the TV.
Yeah.
And this has become our reality.
That's exactly right. And it's the juicy piece of meat carried by the burglar to distract the watchdog of the American mind.
Sure.
And they're doing a great job at it, too.
Well, you know, Plato is very interesting about that. He says very few people will ever get to the point that they'll leave the cave to go out to the sunlight, because if you've been watching shadows in the dark cave on the wall for all your life, the sunlight, real truth, is actually going to be painful. It's going to be excruciating.
Yep, they need some.
And if you get to the point that you have gotten out of the cave and see reality as it is, it's going to take a lot to ever get you to go back.
Well, we're going to give them some very clear sunglasses here at Cloak and Dagger so they can go out in the sun and see what's going on.
Well, you know, it's interesting that right now, it may be easier to explain to the American people what's going on. Because 2-3 weeks ago, we had the revelations about informational warfare, false stories implanted abroad, which, of course, were the roots of false stories that came back at home, although the media didn't want to admit that. That'd be reporting on themselves, and they never do that. So we have the term propaganda war. Have you heard that one?
Oh,
yeah. It's been going, I mean, of course you and I have.
Well, the Cold War was a propaganda war as well. I mean, that's not new.
It's been going on TV. They're using the phrase outright. We're winning the propaganda war. We're not winning the propaganda war. We're fighting a propaganda war. So it's gone to the point, we've been reduced to such basics, and this is a good reduction, by the way, that now whether you're right, left, or in the middle, whether you're deluded or totally hip, you can't deny that they're talking about info war and propaganda war.
And the propaganda continues. We've got Saddam's doppelganger on TV this morning again.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In the trial?
Yeah. I mean, his wife came out of that meeting the first time and she said, I don't know who this man is, but it's not my husband. And it's easy to see that it's not Saddam Hussein if you're a skilled information historian.
Okay. Well, I've heard of such things. It's not my expertise, so I didn't know that. That's new info for me. But the point is that a propaganda war has been proclaimed and is being waged on all sides. And the only extrapolation, whether you watch Fox or CNN, or listen to lapdog collaborations, things like Pacifica, or whether you listen to Cloak and Dagger, where you get it straight from the experts, the fact of the matter is, everybody agrees there's an info war and a propaganda war. The only extrapolation you and I and people like us who are on the cloak are requiring people to make is that propaganda war is not merely occurring in the Middle East. It's a worldwide propaganda war. And, in fact, it's occurring on the TV this morning. And that's why we had this little addendum. Let me throw in a couple of things that kind of show the way the propaganda's war is going.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mirtha, you remember Jack Mirtha?
No.
The representative who came out and said, we're the target.
Oh,
we're
digging ourselves
in deeper, the Marine, former Marine colonel.
I missed it, sorry.
Well, no, he's the fellow 2 weeks ago who came out and said, we're losing this war. We're the target. And then they said Cheney had criticized him, and he said he doesn't particularly care to be criticized by somebody who had five draft deferments. He was the out front former Marine colonel who was, as a military officer, saying, this is quicksand. Right. He all but said this is quicksand. Well, MRSA has been blacked out of the U.S. media for the last week or two.
It's
to the point that people like Imus, one of the talk show type people on MSNBC, insult him outright. The reason being that right now the media has resolved, they're not reporters, they're caretakers, and they have a public trust as they see it, they tell you.
Well, one of the other big propaganda points that you should point out, and can talk about, is the fact that, let's face it, if Saddam Hussein was going to be given a fair trial, you couldn't do it anywhere inside the geographical boundaries of Iraq. That's like trying a man in his own town by the people who are victims. You can't have a man's victims try him. That's totally unfair. It's not a fair trial. You take him out of that town or out of that county or out of that state or whatever, and get it to a neutral area. He can't. So by definition, this cannot be a fair trial. But why doesn't CNN point that out? Because CNN's a mouthpiece for the Pentagon and the ruling elite. They don't want to give you the truth. And there's a great example, folks, of how the mass media, you've got to study their grammars so you can reduce them to powder.
Well, when you take the mass media, we've been talking about the news, but I remind the listeners that our mass media, just think of, again, the World War II thing, Joseph Goebbels' propaganda ministry. It ran everything from the newspapers to the movies to education, I think it wound up in charge of. So basically everything people could think or have presented to them to teach them how to think, thought itself was a state-regulated product. That's occurred here. It's just occurred by consensus and conspiracy instead of by direct executive fiat. Bush never had to kill the folks in the media particularly because they all wanted the war anyway. Remember, I was in media. I wrote for the Houston Chronicle. I've done spots for the Wall Street Journal. I was an NBC editorial writer for 2 years. I'm not talking as an outsider guessing about how things work. I don't need to guess how the Army works, and I don't need to guess how the media works, man. I've been the Army, and I've been media. And right now what you have is willing self-censorship by the media to further a military objective. They have become a mobilized asset of war. And, of course, that only works so long as people realize it's not true. The minute people realize it's true, they become ineffective and incapable. So all over the world, when people say America's losing its image, well, that means we're losing the propaganda war worldwide. And you know what the best propaganda of all worldwide is, Lenny?
A nuclear bomb.
To have a reputation for telling it straight.
Yeah.
If you can ever get the world think you're actually talking straight, they'll beat a door to your beat a path to your door, especially if you're in the United States.
Well, that's what we do here. That's why they're beating a path to our door here at Cloak and Dagger. They're beating a path to our door here because we scrape the bullshit off the truth.
Well, Lenny, that's because you're running Radio Free America, man. This is Radio Free America. These are the wartime broadcasts over Vichy America. That's what you got. All you've got now is Vichy collaborationists who say that they wish it weren't so but won't say it publicly. And then you have the out-and-out Quislings who are parts of this cabal. And they're glad it's happening, and they're not going to say what's happening.
Well, you know, if you go to cloakanddagger.de and scroll through to home copy page number 6, scroll down, you'll see February 11th, 2005, we went with the story that, and I'll quote it, quote, the head of CNN's news division, Eason Jordan, ignited an internet firestorm last week when he told a panel at the World Economic Forum gathering in Davos, Switzerland, that the American military had targeted journalists during operations in Iraq. He said he knew of about 12 journalists who had been targeted and killed as a matter of policy. So much for freedom of speech in the USA, unquote. That's on home copy 6 of cloakanddagger.de. Scroll through. That guy was CNN's head of news division, Eason Jordan, was fired the next day after he told the truth.
Well, so, yeah, that's right. He did something utterly irresponsible. He told it straight.
Well, listen, I think we should start wrapping this segment. It's a quickie up, but certainly the point is this. We want people to bring their attention and start turn the volume off the television, folks, and watch the images and put together and connect the dots. Turn the volume off your television. Absolutely off, and just watch the pictures and watch the messages and study the grammars of the pictures.
Lenny, last night we talked a little bit about A Beautiful Mind, which was all about finding embedded messages in open media. It was a movie intended to inoculate the public against doing that. For God's sake, go get the movie and do everything they say made him crazy, because they said it made him crazy because he was doing what you have to do to actually read this stuff. They put out a movie to make sure nobody decoded. So go get the movie and look at what he's not supposed to be doing, and because he's crazy if he does it, and that's what you need to start doing. Start adding up numeric sequences. Start seeing why, for God's sake, is it that 1, 3, and 9 show up every line? Why do these cult numbers keep coming up? Why do you have permutations of 11 left and right? And I never believed a bit of this crap before the InfoWar.
Well,
I got into this code the way Army officers got into the Japanese code when they were fighting the Japanese.
And Captain May,
it's their code.
That's right. And Captain May, don't think we got to sign off in a minute, but let me just leave you with this. 1221 is a harmonic of the Kennedy assassination, November 22nd.
That's a very good point. And Lenny, the last thing we'll say is we pointed out last night that the movie A Beautiful Mind came out on 1221-2001, 1221-2001. And it was meant to be ready for an Academy Award and get everybody all prepped for the war to come and convince them of how it was to orient people's thought. Well, there's a parallel coming out in 2 days, and that's Spielberg's Munich. And anyone who doesn't see Spielberg's Munich as a culture comp war just ain't seeing it right. This is a movie at the time Israel's thinking real hard about starting a nuclear World War III in the Middle East that Spielberg's bringing out in perfect time to make sure that everyone in the world understands that Israeli Jews just have to assassinate people to have a little justice. It's a killer movie, and it's coming out by Spielberg, and the supreme act of chutzpah is for Spielberg to have revved up this whole thing that has happened by doing Schindler's List about how they were the most victimized people on Earth. And now, as they're trying to start World War III in the Middle East, he's bringing out a movie that's going to come out 2 days from now, and I urge everyone to go see it.
They're the most victimized, and they're certainly got too many traitors in their tribe.
That's a fact. You know, we start getting back to Shakespearean lines from The Merchant of Venice that we must wear the badge of our tribe. And, you know, people might say, God, that's a horrible thing for you to say, but, man, I'll go to Hobbes now from Shakespeare. Do I accuse men more with my words than they do themselves with their deeds? Lenny, let me leave it at that. Hobbes gets the last word.
That's great. Salute you, Captain May. Thanks for coming on as a great whistleblower who's been behind the scenes backstage in the Global Theater to give us a briefing on what we know is going on with the wizard backstage. Never mind that man behind the curtain. It's been great having you on for this quick addendum. We should do more of it. Watch the news as news develops. We should do little quickie addendums for our members, and we'll start to do that. Welcome, once again, thanks a lot. You're listening to cloakanddagger.de, cloakanddagger.ca, this is Lenny Bloom. Thanks a lot. Have a good holiday. We'll be back here every day as the news develops. Things are really going to heat up over Christmas, folks, and into the new year. We'll be here 24/7. I'm Lenny Bloom. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die.